This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Taxes are no fun. We all obviously know that, which is why this month residents of 15 states will revel in the completely legal avoidance of one particular tax, if only for a weekend. Sales tax holidays might not be so good for state budgets, but Jeff Tyler reports consumers and retailers simply cannot get enough of them.
Retailers like the sales tax holidays because they motivate consumers. Jim Sluzewski is spokesman for Macy's. He says people living on the border of a state offering a tax holiday will travel to shop.
It can be a pretty significant increase in traffic in the store and sales.
Why are tax holidays so popular?
There's absolutely a psychological impact here that is bigger than the money.
Craig Sherman is the spokesman for the National Retail Federation. He says consumers generally hold out for sales with at least 25% off.
So if retailers were to offer 5 or 10% off, consumers would laugh at them. But when shoppers can save that same 5 or 10% by virtue of not paying tax, it goes way beyond the amount of money involved.
Of course, consumers save money at the register, but it's really the states that pay. Verenda Smith is deputy director at the Federation for Tax Administrators, the Association of State Tax Agencies.
The first time I heard about a state tax holiday, I laughed until I cried.
She says there are 27 tax holidays scheduled this year.
They're expensive. They do tend to distort the economy a little bit, but people love them.
If tax holidays disappeared, would retailers lose much business? I asked Joy Hirons with Miller's School Supplies in Central Florida.
Well, to be honest with you, it probably wouldn't make a lot of difference because the people have to purchase these items anyway.
Tax exempt or not. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.